Okay, the Bayside, today's daf is daf Memtes, the final daf in Masechet Shavuos. And not only are we going to learn a daf today, we're going to learn a whole perek today in Mi'at Hashem. One perek in this one daf. The perek is very, very familiar to all of us that are familiar with the Bavais, the Kama B'Metziyim, Bava Basra, because we talk about the Abba Shoimrim, that is the Shoimer Chinam, Shoimer Socher, Socher, and the Shoyim. And as you recall from the Torah, each one of them has their own particular halachas. How does this get into Masechet Shavuos? Because you'll see momentarily when the Bezin is mashbia them, if the Shavuah that they make has financial repercussions, then under normal circumstances, what they're going to have to do is, if they make a false Shavuah, ultimately they're going to have to pay back the Keren. They're going to have to add a choymish, a fifth quarter, as well as bring a special carbon called Asham Gizelis. But that's only if the shvua that they make has financial ramifications. If the shvua is really for naught, it's in vain, then you do not have a din of bring Asham Gizelis. There will be discussion on the Omid Beis whether they should go and bring a carbon oile v'yoyred because it's a shvua's bitoy. We're going to have a machlokes about that between Rav and Shmuel and Mi'at Hashem when we get to the Amid Beis. So, because the halachas involving these four is so essential to understanding whether or not a Shmuel has financial effect or does not have financial effect, the Mishnah therefore first tells us what are the halachas involved with the four Shema. So the Mishnah tells us, Abba Shema Mei, you have the Shema Chinam, which is the least in terms of financial obligation, Vashoil, which is the most at the other end of the spectrum, and you have the Noisa Socher Vasochir, who happen to be smack in the middle. And the Mishnah explains, Shoy Mechinam Nishba Al HaKoil. What does that mean? A Shoy Mechinam is basically potter from anything and everything. After all, this Shoymer is not getting paid, he's just doing a favor. So unless he is Poshea, Poshea means unless he is negligent, or for that matter, he's sholeach yad, which means he steals it, he takes it. Other than that, anything else that happens to this pikadon, he's off the hook, but he's off the hook after making a shvuah. Meaning, what happens if there was a tornado that occurred and caused this whole building to unfortunately collapse, and therefore we lost the pikadon that was left with him? That's what we call an oinus. What happens if there was someone, a ganef, who surreptitiously dug under the house and stole that pikadon? That's called geneva. What happens if it was lost, but not in the form of a pshia? Without negligence, it got lost. What happens? All of these cases, a shem achinam is potur. He's only chai the pshia, or if he, in fact, took it for himself in the form of taking ownership by stealing it, etc. Otherwise, he's potter. So what happens now? The person that owned the original pikadon, who gave it to the Shoymer, says, Shoymer, I don't believe you, blah, 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 takes him into Pesden. Shoymer Chinam makes a shvua that it was stolen, or that it was lost, or that there was a tornado, or there was some other catastrophe, whatever happens. In any one of these cases, he's going to be potter when he makes that shvua. That's what we call nishba alakot. A shoyl, on the other hand, is the other way around. Mishalem is a koyl. With only two exceptions, a shoyl is always responsible for anything and everything that happens. A shoyl is, of course, someone who borrowed the item because he wants to use it. He could have borrowed, for instance, an animal. He could have borrowed the person's plow. He could have borrowed the person's pot. Whatever it was. If, as a result of borrowing it, something happened to it, such as if it was an animal, the animal died. Now, we're not talking about that it died machmas malocha, that it was doing a normal malocha in the field, because that's why he borrowed it. I didn't go and borrow the animal to go and put it in the barn. I took the animal to go and use it for harisha, for plowing the field. Or if the person went and borrowed an electric appliance, and then he put it on, and guess what? And then the whole thing fizzled out after a minute after he put it into the socket. That's, of course, that's also like a Mesa Machmas Malacha. What we're talking about a situation is any other case a shoyl borrows something and it gets stolen, it gets lost, it gets burned, if it's an animal, it died. Anything that happened to it, the shoyl is going to be chayv. Except again, makes a machmas malachan as well as a shoyl babalim. But again, we're not talking about these exceptional cases. We're talking a normal case. So shoyl and mishamas a koil, he always has to go and pay. So he can go and make as many shvus as he wants. They're all in vain because he's going to have to pay anyway. The noisach v'asachir are yovi akosh v'shlishi v'yachriya b'neim. They happen to be in the middle, meaning that if it happens to be not only a pshia, but there was just a gneiva or aveda, then they have to go and pay. Why? Because the noisach, he's receiving money for the shmira, and the sachir is a person who's renting it. So these people have to be careful that the item that are they're getting paid to watch, or the item that they're renting, make sure no gneiva aveda. If a gneiva aveda took place, they have to go and pay. However, if it was a shvura, shvuya, or mesa, why does the Mishnah give these three examples? Because it's really just quoting the pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim. When we talk about a shoyim mesachar, it says, ki yiten isha reyeu chamoir, oy shoyir, oy seh, v'chol behemel lishmor, any one of these animals, umes, the animal died, or nishbar, it broke, it got a broken leg, it got a broken whatever, oy nishba, or it was taken hostage into captivity, ein roya, shvuas Hashem tia ben shneyem, at that point, the shoyim mesachar, or the sachar can go and make a shvua, that it was mes, nishbar oy nishbar, and then he's off the hook. These are considered to be onsim. However, if it was a geneva v'aveda in gonav yigonav, shalom lebalav, then he has to go and pay. Same thing in aveda, he has to go and pay. So bottom line is, they sometimes have to pay, and sometimes they're off the hook. And the reason why the Mishnah uses this expression al shmura by shmura mesa, because that comes directly from the pasuk. Those onsim, it was a terrible accident, shvura, shvuya mesa, off the hook. However, shamus of aveda, then he has to go and pay for gneva. Okay, so now that we have that background, we're now going to investigate, we're going to review shem chinam, and then shoyel, and then soicher, and the sachar. Shem sachar and the sachar. So, zok the mishnah. Omen the shem chinam. Heichin shoyel. The person who left the shore with the shem chinam. He gave it to him Sunday morning. He says, you can hold on to it for a week. I don't want you to use it, I want you to just watch it. I have to go away for a week on vacation, business trip, and a week from now I'm coming back, I want my shoyl. No problem. Are you going to pay me? No, no, do me a favor. Fine, I'll do you a favor, I'm not going to charge you anything. So, what happens now? A week later, the mafkid comes to the shem chinam. Hey, chesher, where's my shoyl? Oh, my Lord. And he tells him the following. He tells him, mes, that the shoyl died. Oy. Truth of the matter is, it didn't die. What really happened to it was Shenishbar broke its leg. Oy Nishbar, it was taken into captivity by kidnappers. Oy Nignav, or it was stolen. Oy Ovad, or it was lost. That was the real story. Or he asked him Heichen Shoyri, and he says Nishbar. Unfortunately, the animal broke its leg. It's in the veterinarian hospital now. It's getting all types of wonderful remedies. So it's Nishbar. And the real truth was it was not Nishba. The truth was Ushemes. It died. Nishba, it was taken into captivity. Nignat, it was stolen. Oyobat, or it was lost. Or instead, when he asked him, Heichen Shoyl, he said, Nishba. Kidnappers went and stole the animal. But the real truth was Ushemes, the animal died. Oy Nishba, it was broken. Oy Nignat, or it was stolen. Oyobat, or it was lost. Or we asked him, Heichen Shoyri, where's my shoyl? Nignav, it was stolen. But the truth of the matter is, Gushemes, it really died. Oy Nishbar, it was broken. And Nishbar, it was taken to captivity. Oy Ovad, it was lost. Or he asked him, Heichen Shoyri, it was Ovad, it was lost. Gushemes, the truth of the matter is, that it died. Oy Nishbar, it was broken. Nishbar, it was taken to captivity. Oy Nignav, it was stolen. After that question and answer, Heichen Shoyri, and he made the false statement. He says, Mashbiach ani, I want you to make a shvua as to what you just told me. You told me that it was mess. Make a shvua that it was mess. Make a shvua that it was oved. Make a shvua that it was nishba. Any one of those things that he said. Amen, maskev. Amen, I say amen on the shvua. And you remember we had earlier on in the Mashechta that if somebody's Mashbiach you and you say amen, it's as if you made the shvua on your own. Now, this is a shvuas hapikado, shvuas hashoimrim, where the person says, give me back my pikadon, and he makes a false shvuah, and ultimately, when it comes to Aseres Yemei Tshuva, he gets hirhurei tshuva, and his vada, and he confesses, I told you an untruth, I made a big mistake, I told you a lie, and I made a shvuah. So normally you would say, okay, so then you have to go and pay keren, b'choymish, and go and bring a korban, Hashem zeilois. Says our Mishnah, you're potter from choymish, and you're potter. Obviously you have to go and give back the animal in whatever form it happens to be, whether it's a mess, whether it's an isra, give him back. But you have to give back, it's not yours. But you don't have to add a choymish, and you don't have to bring a korban. Why don't you have to bring a korban? Because although he made a full shvuah, it didn't have any financial ramifications. Because even had he told the truth and made a shvuah,
he would be
potter anyway. So but why did the person act so foolishly and make a false shvuah? He had a big yetzahara because there was no need for him and he didn't gain anything. If he had told the truth with a shvuah, it was mess and the taka was mess. Or if he made a shvuah that was nishba and was taka nishba or nigna, he would have been potter anyway. There was no benefit to him financially by making this false shvuah. Therefore, he does not have to add a chaymish, and he doesn't have to go and bring a korban hasham.
But the korban auction is not neged the damage part. It's neged the vaynish value that you made a false shvuah. Why shouldn't he bring a auction?
Anytime a person makes an aveira between a bein odom lachaveira, it's also bein odom lamokay. Therefore, chas v'shalom, were to go and give somebody a patch, a slap, or whatever, it's not only an oiver odom. The Baishlam said Maturish. And the Torah says that if you go make a shvua which causes financial harm or damage to somebody else because of the false shvua, then you have to bring your korban asher. But if your shvua was just a shvua in vain, it was a shvua shav, no korban asham zeh. Now everybody's wondering, do you have to go and worry about a shvua shav, a shvua shek, a shvua bitoy? Mention we're going to discuss that in the Gemara after we're finished.
What does that mean? There was no financial loss. Let's say he fesses up 6 months later. So 6 months that animal could have used in a work related, meaning like there. I mean, you could.
If he had told the truth or he told lies,
he should have
had
no financial consequences.
He's potter in all by case of a shemachinam since he's not getting paid. He's potter in all cases, unless, of course, he stole the property, or he was poshea, he was negligent.
One at a time.
Otherwise, he's always potter. So any shvur that he's going to go and make to deny liability won't make a difference, what he says. It was made, so with Nishbor, Ganav, Avad, all of these are all acceptable excuses that he's now off the hook. So why did the person have to go and make a full shvur and say that it died? He could have told the truth. It was stolen. Why do you have to make a shvuah that it was stolen? He could have said that it died. So what he has done is has no financial consequence. One second.
I just want to know. There's the difference between nishba and nignav.
Yes.
The mission uses two different words. There's a subtle difference there, and I'm wondering what it is.
The subtle difference is the fact that it's trading. How do you define the two terms?
I thought nignav usually burglarize in the night.
Guess what? It says mace or nishbar or nishba. Ein roya. Shvuah Hashem tiyem in shteim shvuah. Then ganav yiganav meim. How do you distinguish nishba and ganav?
Nishba is publicly and nignav is zela, as it were.
Or maybe ganav it because Amnasi wants to go and shecht and eat it. Maybe he wants to go and resell it. On nishba he keeps it in captivity. Maybe he wants to work with this animal.
Okay, thank you.
You're very welcome. Yes, sir.
One of the cases that it mentioned, it says that it got lost.
Right.
If it got lost, that could have been poshea. So that doesn't mean
We're talking about a loss that was not through pshia. So you're wondering, how could there be a loss and not through pshia? For instance, it was the person keeps the animal in the barn. And the barn has been standing there for the last 100 years, doing a great job. All animals have been confined there. One morning he wakes up. There was a storm wind last night out of nowhere. And the door fell down because of this terrible storm wind, and then but the animal ran. Made a plate. So I wasn't poshea. I've done this shemichinim stuff for people now 1,000 times, and every single animal, it's always been there the next morning. Not my fault that, you know, this was totally unexpected. I have insurance on the barn, and I have an inspector that inspects it once a year, and he says, yeah, it's strong, it's fine, it's good. And one day, the door fell down, there was a big wind, whatever it was, and then the animal.
So if you assume that all these cases he wasn't for share,
mm-hmm.
that why does the Mishnah have to specify every case? Why did he can just say like that he wasn't for share?
Because then we'd finish the daf much, much quicker, and the food is not here yet, so we have to extend a little. But the bottom line is the Mishnah wants to tell you every single case which is mentioned in the Torah as a possible exemption that the person does not have to go and add chomish, he doesn't have to bring a carbon. So that's why it talks about the case of the meis, nishba, and gneiva. There's another pasuk about aveda. All of them are covered because we're trying to quote from the Torah all those various different things.
This is the Tohen who's imposing this shvua. It's usually it's the Bezin says shvua shelo pashati ba, right?
So the Mara doesn't go into the full text of the shvua, but in fact, every shvua that a shomer has to make has to have in it three elements besides denying liability. One is shloi pashati ba, one is shloi shalachti ba yad, and she'ena birchusi. So those are the key elements. That's the minimum of the shvua. In addition to that, he says, oh, by the way, it was meis, or it was nishbar, or it was nishbar. Now, all of these don't have any financial consequence, and therefore, he's potter from being your carbon usher. Now, let's start again. Heichan shoyin. Once again, the mafkid says to the shoyin, where's my shor? Omoloi en yedea ma'atasach. I don't know what you're talking about. Meaning, he denies it. The Gemara sometimes calls that lahadam, like how you dvar mi oilam. I don't know what you're talking about. I don't remember shor, I don't remember you lending it to me, I don't remember being a shoyim for it, I don't remember any of that. And what was the truth? Well, shemeis, oi nishbar, oi nishba, oi nignav, oi ovad. Mashbiachoni, I want you to go and make a shvua that you don't know what happened to it. The omer amen, and he says, yes, amen, it's making a shvua now, he's going to be potter. Why is he going to be potter? Because any one of those things, like we said before, nishbar or imeis or nishbar nignav, he would have been potter. So he could have, and the choyre should have made a shvua that the animal died. That's why it's not here. We buried it. Or nishbar, it was broken in the hospital, whatever. Nishbar, it was taken. He could have used any one of these things, it would have been potter. So he didn't have to go and said, none of this happened. I don't remember.
He would have been potter.
Sorry?
Why Ovad is potter? Ovad is a negligence.
All the others. That was Daniel's question.
You're mechaven to your son's question.
Yeah.
He wants to know why Ovad is potter. Question is, we have an extra Gemara over there on top. We have an extra Gemara there on top. If it's an Aveda mitoich pshia, that he lost it because he was negligent, Avada, we throw the books at him and he has to go and pay. Talking about an Aveda that was not the result of Pshia. So you're wondering, how can you have an Aveda not the result of Pshia? So we gave an example before, that for instance, the Pikodin was an animal, he put it in a barn, and this person has been a Shomer Chinam, holding other people's animals now in his barn now for the last 50 years, and he's never lost an animal, he always locks it at night, and everything is fine. Then the next morning he finds out, then, boom, a storm wind came, and ripped the door from its hinges, fell down, and then the animal ran away. So that was the other, without a pshia. Next case, Heichan Shori, where's my shor? Omloi, eni adea matasach. We said that already, no? Yeah. Next, Heichan Shori, omloi avad, it was lost. Mashbiach ani vi omar amen, and he makes a shvua, the other person mashbiach, and he says amen. Vo'idem me'idin oisoi she'acholoi, and the edim say, don't tell us this false with it, Ovad. We know that you stole the animal. Not only you stole the animal, you shechted it, and you ate the animal. Don't tell any baloney. In this case, Mishalim is a Karen. He has to go and pay Karen for stealing the animal. One second, we're not there yet. Next, what about the Kefal, and what about the Dalet Vehei? What about the Karen V'choynish? If it wasn't the Edom, however, he himself went. Okay, so now, before we continue on, until now there were Edom. The Edom said, it's not a question that you went and the animal got lost, but the problem was that you took the animal for yourself and you ate it up. So, because the Edom are made, he has to Mishalim Esaken. Now, what about it wasn't Edom, but he himself said, the truth of the matter is, I took the animal and I ate it. Misham Keren, v'choymish v'yasham. How come the case of the Eidus, there's no din of choymish v'yasham? Because the Torah says that you only have to bring the choymish v'yasham is the hizvada. Now this, in fact, is not in Parshas Mishpatim, it's in Parshas Nosoi. And you recall that Rashi in Parshas Nosoi says, how come we're repeating now the Shvuas HaPikon and the Asham Gzeilois? Again in Parshas Nosoi, because of two chidushim in Parshas Nosoi. Number one, that it has to be after he was misvada, he confessed, then you pay the choymish and you bring the korban asham, not as a result of edim. Number two, that the, if it's gezel hager, who are you going to pay the keren v'choymish to? You have to go and give it to the kehanim if the ger passed away, leaving no heirs, leaving no mishpacha.
So regarding the edim.
Right? I'm just waiting
to
hear something very witty.
The animals, he ate them.
He ate them, exactly. As far as he ate them, they ate them. Very good, beautiful. And we continue on. Adam means he ate them.
I'm waiting for the Tavach Umachar Dal of the Hay, not the
very good. Okay, so the Mishnah does not discuss the Tavach Umachar. Let's wait one moment and we'll get back to you. Hey, Chen Shoyri, where's my shor? The Omaloi Nignav. Majbiacho Ani, the Omer Omein, the Inam Oiseshe Gonvoi. He said it was stolen, and the Edom says, yes, it was stolen. You know who stole it? You stole it! Ay, ay, ay. Then Mishalim Tashlimi Kefal, then he has to go and pay. Kefal, he has to pay not only the Keren, also the Kefal. He does not pay the Choymish, he does not bring a Korban Asham, because that's only in the case of the Hizvada, when he was Moided. Exactly right. However, why didn't we say before in the previous case, when he said that it was Ovad, and we found out that in fact he aided himself? Why then did it say in the Mishnah that he doesn't pay any kefil, just Mishalim es hakeren? So this is a special halacha. Rashi talks about it here on the bottom, that we're not talking about a case here of a ganav. We're talking about a toyin tanis ganav. What's the difference between a ganav and toyin tanis ganav? A ganav is a person that stole and he was not a shoyman, just a regular ganav. A regular ganav doesn't have to make any shvuas if he stole, and afterwards we find the ganav, he has to go and pay kefil. Unless he's moida, then he's moida b'knas, is part of it. Otherwise, you have to go and pay kefil. However, when you're talking about a shoimer, the only time he has to pay kefil if he's a toyin tanis ganav. What means a toyin tanis ganav? He says it was stolen, and it turns out that it wasn't stolen. Oh, then he is the ganav, and he's going to have to go and pay kefil. However, if he didn't say that it was stolen, if he said ovad toyin tanis ovad, there's no din of kefil. You only have the din of ken. Toyin tanis ganav, coupled with a shavua, then he has to go and pay the kefil. When do you pay choymish v'asham, bring the korban asham? Only if it was as a result of vidui, he confessed instead of as a result of eidim. Now, the whole time now we have not spoken about the dalet v'hei. We're going to get to that in a moment. Omer the echad b'shuk. Oh, we're not talking about speaking to the shoymer chinam. We're talking about somebody in the middle of the street. Hey, Heichen Chodesh Ganavta, you Ganav, I know you stole my shor. Where's my shor? Who I'm a Ganavta? I didn't steal it. He doesn't make a shvur. He just said I didn't steal it. But Edom no, he says when the Edom come and say that he stole it, Mishalim Teshlumi Kefil, he has to pay Kefil. Because every Ganav has to go and pay Kefil unless he's Hoidem Yatzmai, as well as every Shoimer who's a Toyin Tan is Ganav. He says that it was stolen, and he makes a shvur that it was stolen. And after that, we find out that he's the guy that stole it, then he has to go and pay kefil. But if any other taina that he gave, for instance, a toyin tanis ovad, or meis, or nishbar, any one of those wonderful things, he does not pay kefil. Now, for the first time, Zutin Zimisha, what about Tavach Umachar? That's what Barry's been waiting for on Shpilkis for the last 5 minutes. What's the dinagar b'tvichu b'chira? Mishalim tashlumi arba b'chamisha. That's a standard halacha. Any ganef who steals an animal, and after that does a tvicha, he shechs the animal. Umocher, he sells the animal to somebody else, depending whether it's a shor or a seh, he has to go pay arba v'chamisha, 4 or 5, and not just kefil. Now the question is, how come by the toyin tanis ganef before, since it said v'acholei, that he ate it, he should also have to go and pay dalet v'hei, tvicha mechira? So that was Barry's kasha, and that's the second toisis' kasha as well. You notice the Torah begins with Edom Eden Sheachlay Loi Garsin and Shegonvay Loi Garsin and Nami Tovach Bemochar Mishalim Tishlumi Dalad Behei. Why not? So now skip to the end of the Torah, the last 4 lines. VaOmari the Hard Loi Tana Tovach Bemochar Mishalim Dalad Behei. Afal Gav the Emesu. The truth of the matter is, this Toyin Tanis Ganef, the Shoimer who said that it was stolen. And Adam came and said that, in fact, it was stolen, but not by you. I'm sorry, not by somebody else, but by you. Then he has to pay Kefil, and if he did Tvicha Mechira, he'd have to have Dalet Behe. So why didn't we mention the Mishnah? The Emesu de Mishum, the Bikra, Loiksiv Dalet Behe, Ela Beganav Atzmai. Since the Pasuk itself only tells us the din of Tvicha Mechira if he was a person who stole, in other words, not a Shoimer who stole, but a regular guy who stole, so therefore the Mishnah talks about Dalet Behe by a regular guy, right? And our Mishnah at this point, Amal Echad Bashuk, he didn't speak to the Shemachin. Somebody in the marketplace, outside Rosh Hashanah. You stole my shirt. I know you stole my shirt. What's the din? After the Adam said he stole it, he has to pay Dalet Kefil. If he Tavach Mach, he has to pay Dalet Behe.
It's interesting, at least as Mishama said, Karen, it's in other cases, Kefil, Karen Mechomish.
Which
case? In the case of Heichon Shari, the case where Omer Lo Ovad Mishpita.
Ovad, you only have to pay Karen. If it was Toyin Tanis Ganef, which is the next case, then you have to go and pay.
It says Ovad, because he's Adam Eidel Sheachl, because he was Toyin Ovad.
Correct.
That's why he's Mishama Karen. Thank you.
No problem. Finally, Raw Edom Shemashim Uboim. What happens if the Ganef sees that Edom are about to enter the Bezin, and he sees on their faces that they're about to go and be made? They're going to testify that he stole. And what does he do? Omar Hishnel runs into Bezin before them, and he says, "Ganafti, I stole. Avoloi tavachti, avoloi macharti." And if Shalom Alekhen, he only has to pay the Ken. Why didn't he have to pay the kefil? Because some way to make nasis potter. Why didn't he have to pay the dalet behe? Because since he's going to be potter on the kefil, dalet behe omer achmana v'loyim over dalet. He doesn't. Oh, it's koimish and the osham always go together as a package deal. Whenever you bring the asham gazelis, you also go have to add a koimish. Where you don't bring the koimish, you don't have the din of the asham gazelis.
He never made a shvu in together. This case, right?
Sorry, once again?
He didn't make a shvu in this last case, he didn't make a shvu.
We don't make a odom and a shvu.
Right.
Amal Shoyl. Now we have finished with Shoyl Mechinim, and now we go to Shoyl. Remember, Shoyl is the other way around. You're always chayiv b'shoyl, no matter what. So he says to the Shoyl, hey, Chayiv, where's my shvu? Amalah, he says, mace, the animal died. Vuhu, and the truth of the matter is it didn't die. It was nishbar, oy nishba, oy nignav, oy ovat. Or he says, it was nishbar. But the truth of the matter is, vushameis, oy nishba, oy nignav, oy ovat. Or he says, nishba, it was taken into captivity. But the truth is, vushameis, oy nishbar, oy nignav, oy ovat. Or he says, nignav, the animal was stolen from me. And the truth is, vushameis, oy nishbar, oy nishba, oy ovat. Ovad, the animal unfortunately got lost. No pshia, got lost. But the real truth was Vushameis oy nishbar oy nishba oy nignav. And now the owner says, Mashbiyachani, I want you to make a shvua about what you just told me that it was mace or nishbar oy nishba. Make a shvua. Yes, I make a shvua. This is a terrible guy. He's a shoyl. He should be paid. He makes a false shvua. But he's pottery, he does not have to add a choymish, he does not have to bring his korban asham zeles. Why? Because making this false shvua has had no financial ramifications. Regardless, he's going to have to pay anyway. So why did he make such a funny shvua, a false shvua? He was stupid. He was he had a bad lawyer, or maybe he was his own lawyer.
An amoretz,
exactly. So none of this helped him. He thought it was going to help. Oh, I'll say the animal died when it really was stolen. I'll swear that the animal was stolen when really it died. He thought he'd get a ptor. No, you got to pay anyway. So therefore, you're potter from the choymish and the asham gzeks. Again, heichen shor, where's my shor? Amalei en yedei matasoch. I know what you're talking about. And what was the real thing? Vushameis, oy nishbar, oy nishba, oy nignav, oy nevad. Mashbiach anavri, amen, I want you to go make a shvua. He says, yo. In this case, he's going to be chayiv. Why is he going to be chayiv? Because he made a shvua that I never received the shor. And if that's true, that he never received the shor, then of course he's potter whatever happened to the shor. But what really happened, he did have the shor, and it died, or nishba, so therefore he lied. And the purpose of his lie was to save himself money. So this is not an inconsequential vow. This is a vow that has major consequences. He wanted to be potter from all these terrible things that actually happened by denying it and making a shvua by denying it. Shalom aleichem, welcome, b'richem abuim. Shkoyach, thank you very, very much. For those of you who don't know, this is in Zerachai, the Chaver, Shimon Deitch. For those of you that are not familiar, this is the Taira Chaver of Shimon Deitch, who came all the way from Wilhelmsburg, almost by foot, to go and bring all of these wonderful delicacies to cover the Siam. Shkoyach of Shimon. Shkoyach. He came blam. He made blam. Since I was Kushis, he came from Wilhelmsburg. Anyway, thank you very, very much on behalf of all those gathered here today. Okay, everybody, please return to the Gemuris. We'll invite him. So this is a case where the Shvur was intended to patter him, but the Maisa, it happened, all one of these things, and therefore he's Chayiv after all. Next case. We've now finished the Shem Achinam, we've finished the Shoyul, and now we go to the Noisa Socha Vasoicher. Omle Noisa Socha Vasoicher. Hey, where's my Shar? Omle. He told him, Mace. The animal died. And the truth of the matter is, Vushin Nishbar Oy Nishbar. Now, remember, the Noisach Vasoicher is only Chayiv B'Gneva V'Aveda. He's potter if he says that it was mess, or not that he said. He's potter if, in fact, the animal died, or it was Nishba or Nishba. In all of these cases, he's potter. But Nishba, he said that it was Nishba. But the truth of the matter is, V'Shemes Oy Nishba. Or he says Nishba, that it was taken to captivity. V'Shemes Oy Nishba. Or he says, okay, so in any one of these cases, when he's going to Mashbiach Aniva Omar Omein, his Shvua does not help him in any way, shape, or form, because any one of these he's potter. So he didn't have to make a false Shvua that it was Mace. He could have told the truth and made a Shvua that it was Nishbar, or made a Shvua that it was Nishba. By making this false Shvua, he hasn't helped his financial situation. So he'll be potter from having to bring the Hashem Gzeitz. Or, let's now talk on the other end of the spectrum, and that is, he said, Nigna, the animal was stolen. The truth in the matter is, Busha Avad, it was really lost. Or the other way around, Avad, it was lost. Busha Nignav, and he said that it was lost. Busha Nignav, but really it was stolen. So in both of these cases, it's going to be Chayiv, regardless of whether it was Avad or Gonav, Avad, a Shemesacher is Chayiv B'Gneva V'Aveda. And again, Mashbiach Hanivi Omer, Omein, he's Potter. He's Potter, of course, from Avad, he has to return the item. Return the animal, but he does not have to bring your carbon Hashem, he doesn't have to add a chaymish. Why? Because this Shvua didn't better his financial position. Say, if he said Gneiva, say Aveda, you're chayiv anyway. So your Shvua hasn't accomplished anything. But, however, what happens if it was Mace, oy Nishba, he claims, he states, it was Mace died. Nishba, Nishba, it was an oinis, it was a terrible, terrible accident. Busha Nignavi Ovad, but the truth is Nignavi Ovad. Mashbuch Anivi Omer Omein, I want you to make a shvur that it was made, so Nishbar and Nishbar, and he made such a shvur. And then afterwards, Gzuntai, afterwards he confesses a month later, 6 months later, he says, that shvur that I made was not true, it was really Nignavi Ovad. Then he's chayiv. Then he's chayiv, of course, not only to give back the Karen, but he's also chayiv to go and pay Choymish and to go and bring a korban Hashem Gzelois. What happens if Ovad Oynigna Vushemes Oynishbar Oynishbar? Now this person is really doesn't know the halacha. What does he do? He makes a shvua Mashbiach Anivi Omer Omein. Remember, this is a Shoy Mesachar. What really happened was it was a terrible, terrible tornado, and that caused the animal to die, or it was caused the animal to trip and to break, or Nishba, it was taken by hold up knickers. That's what really happened. Any one of those cases, he would be hard to it. And what did he do? He made a shvur. I want you to know, Bezin, I make a shvur that it was lost or it was stolen. You fool you. By making this false shvur, you're being mechayiv yourself. You're not pattering yourself. But nevertheless, since he is not getting off from a financial obligation, if anything, he's bringing a financial obligation on himself, the Amr Omri is potter. He's going to be potter because this was not a shvur that would have helped his financial situation.
You have to say that he was honest.
Vavushemes, that means that we know for a fact, presumably Al Yaday ate him, or through a camera, it went viral through the whole internet. We know for a fact. Yeah. Normally, how do you establish facts? You find facts through a. Yeah.
But in some cases, he does benefit financially.
Mm-hmm. Then he does have to bring.
May, not directly through the person that he lent it, but for example, if it's Shomer Sachar, he has his reputation to protect, and he's thinking that by lying, he's going to, at least he's more damage
his... credit rating.
It's more damage his credibility, so indirectly, he does have an interest in this.
Okay, but if what really happened was the animal died, he should just go and take the bezin, card it in, show it's dead, instead of saying that it was stolen, I don't know where it is. I make a shvur, that would not...
Yeah, but still, you could think, you know, like people will know that I held an animal, even though it wasn't my fault, but people know that I held an animal and it died under my possession. So,
is it better to go and say that
and
it was...
And he feels that for his reputation, it's better that he say that it was lost.
He's a veterinarian.
If, in fact, we can find that there are financial repercussions, maybe not, but Morris is talking about under normal circumstances where it would not affect his credit rating or his credit worthiness or Dun & Bradstreet or anybody, everybody will continue to smile to him when he comes into Smedish in the morning, won't affect his standing in the community. Maybe if it would affect, maybe we'd reconsider. For that, you'd have to look in Shulchan Aruch and see if there are exceptions to the rule. Zeaklal, now that we've gone through all of these cases, says the Mishnah, I'll give you a short summary. If as a result of his shvur, he has switched from one choiv to another choiv, in other words, he would have been chayiv anyway. Anyway, he makes the new shvur, he is chayiv anyway. Or miptur liptur, he would have been potter anyway, and he makes a false shvur, and he's potter as a result of that shvur. Or miptur lechoiva, that, like our last case, he would have been potter had he told the truth, meis nishbar ay nishbar. And instead he made a shvur, and that shvur is only machayiv him, it obligates him, because he said a shvur of Ovid and Nigdav. In all of these cases, he's potter. However, lechoiv liptur, in truth, if he would tell the truth and the whole truth and nothing but the truth, then he would have to go and pay. And instead, he made a shvur liftoir to pater himself. Then he's chayiv. Not only does he have to give back the keren, he also has to add the choymish and the asham if he was moide umisvada, that that's what happened. Zeha klal, again, the Mishnah repeats it again in summary form. Kolanishba lahokalal atzmoy. If the purpose of the shvur was to go and lighten his financial burden, chayv. L'hachmar l'atzmai. However, if it makes his financial burden more chomer, more heavy, then you're potter. Okay, so that was all pretty straightforward. We went through all the cases, and these were normally the Gemara always asks zeh klal asuye mai. Here, our Gemara doesn't ask that. So say the Mefarshim, this zeh klal is different than all the zeh klals. But I thought it was a rule. All rules have exceptions. The exception to this zeh klal rule is that this is not to go and add new halachas, but just to give you a quick summary, we've gone through all the cases. I'm going crazy. The rule is, if it was lahachal al atzmoy, you're chayiv, because you're getting a financial benefit from this false shvur. Bring asham gzeilas. However, lahachmal al atzmoy, if it doesn't lighten the burden, it just keeps the burden the same or makes it worse, then you're potter. Zoktimor, matan abo shoymrim, who's the tana of our Mishnah of abo shoymrim? Om Rav Nachman Amar Bavua, that's Rameir. What does he mean with Rameir? So we're going to see momentarily that there's a big machloikis as what the status is of the Sochir. We kind of glossed over the Sochir. Yeshoy Mechinim, everybody knows he's an unpaid watchman. You have the Shoyl, who's the person who borrowed the animal and is getting it gratis, but he's using the animal for whatever malacha, for whatever he needs. So that's the Shoyl on the other extreme. Then you have the Shoyl Mesachar, who's getting paid as a watchman, and the Sachar. The Sachar is the person who's renting it. What's the status of a renter? In our Mishnah, it said the status of a renter is that the Sachar has the same din as the Shoymer Sachar. But as we'll see in a moment, this was a big machloikis between Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda. We'll see that momentarily. So Nochum, who's the one that said that there are four Shabrim? It says Rabba Baravua, Rav Nachman Baravua, it's Rav Meir. Omri Rav the Rav Nachman. Everybody agrees that there are four shomrim: the shoy mechinim, shoy mesacher, the sochir, soicher, and the shoyel, soy bazoy. It's not just Rameh. Everybody holds four shomrim. What I meant to say is, man tana the omer soicher kenois sochir dummy, which is what we see in our Mishnah. Who's the one that holds that? Oh, Rav Avuah, Rav Meir he. Afraid to what? That's Rameh, but Rameh. Ibchishem minin leidit. Now I have a Mishnah. Soicher keitzim mishalim. Rameh oimik shoy mechinim, not like a shoy mesachar, like a shoy mechinim. Rabbi Yehuda, I'm a Kenais Yisachar. So why is he saying our Mishnah is Rabbi? He should say our Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda. Says the Gemara, who is the person, Omer Rav Nachman, Omer Rabba Barakua, Rabba Ravu Ipchatani, he had a Mishnah where it was written in reverse. And this is not the first time we've had it this week. We had it early in the week about Rav Nachman that he learned in reverse between Rav Meir and Rav Yossi. What this chazra? Exactly. And in fact, at the end, we concluded that the Mishnah is erroneous because Rav Nachman says that it's Yachloku, and that's how we more ended off.
Can we possibly go either way?
That's if you hold like Rav Meir, it can go either like Rav and Shmuel or like. Or like right, Rabbi Shmuel, or like Rabbi Lazar, or like Rabbi Bami. But Lamasa, the Gemara said that's if you hold like Rameh. But if you hold like Rabbi Yosi, the halach is taka like Rabbi Yosi. Anyway, Yachlik. We're getting back to our Mishnah now. So the Mishnah says, Ipcha Toni. He, Rabbi Ravua, learned Fakert. What means Fakert? That Rameh is the one that equated Soichet to Shem Chinam. I'm sorry, Soichet to Shem Sachar. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Soichas is in like a Shem Chinam. Since our Mishnah says that the din of the Sachar is like the Shem Sachar, it's like Rameir, Aliba de Rabba Baravu. Frank Timura, Hani Abo, have you seen the four Shomim? Shloisha have it. There are only really three dinim. You have the din of the Shoyil, you have the din of the Shem Chinam, and then you have the din of the Shem Sachar and Sachar as one package. Or even if you hold like the other Mandi Amar, so it's a Sachir together with a Shem Rechinim has the same din. So why are we telling me that there are Ba Shemim? Because there are only three Hilchoy Shamim. Omar, Nachmar Yitzhak, Ba Shamim, the din ain't Shloisha. There are four. One of the two, which is the Sachir, either has a status like a Shem Rechinim, or he has a status like a Shem Sachir, but he's also an individual. He's also counted. So there are four altogether, even though there are only three dinim that come out of the four. And now the Gemara goes quickly in repeating in brevity the Lashon of the Mishnah. Om L'Shem Mechinim V'chuli. Hey Chinshari V'chuli. Om L'Yachad B'Shuk V'chuli. Om L'Shem V'chuli. Hey Chinshari Om Aloy Eni Yedem Atasach V'chuli. Om Rabba. About all of these previous cases, they're all Ptur Mishvuas Shoimrim, which is what we learned in the Mishnah. Potter, Potter, Potter in each one of these cases. But they're Potter and Shua Shomrim. Shua Shomrim is what we call the Hasham Gzeilais. However, chayaven mishom shvuas bitoy, but they will have to bring a korban oile v'yoyred because they falsified by making this false shvuah. Ushmul amar afatu mishuvashim. They don't even have to bring the korban oile v'yoyred. If you're wondering, well, you got to bring a korban either way. What difference does it make? It makes a big difference.
It's Hashem or korban oile v'yoyred.
Hashem is an expensive korban. What do you bring for a korban Hashem? You bring a sa'ir, a sa'ir which is worth at least 2 kesef. Mashenkin legabe the shvuas oil of the yarded. If you can't afford a sa'ira, you can bring a kizba. And if you can't bring those, you can go and bring the 2 oifis. And if you can't afford 2 oifis, you can bring the carbon mincha. So you really get a big, big break. Instead of having to pay a chwais $500, you might be able to get away with a mincha for $10. So that's a major break. So don't say, well, you bring a carbon anyway. We're talking about in terms of dollars and cents. It makes a big difference.
Shmiz Bitoy is Lahara Lahate we had in the
Yes, stuff. Yes, exactly. And therefore.
So why is this a Bitoy? He denied something. He denied something.
Yes, that's correct. What happens if a person was asked in the morning, did you eat this morning? Right. And he makes a Shvua Loyachalti. And it turned out that it was a Shvua Shek that he was a Chalti. Is he going to have to go and bring a carbon oil of yarded?
Yes.
Oh, same thing over here. What happened to my shard? Did it die? It didn't die. It was stolen. Oh.
Sheker is part of Shua's Bitoy.
Yeah, exactly.
It's okay.
It's a substance. But it's a machloikis, of course, where you hold Arba. Back in the beginning of the Masechta, Shua Shtayim Shein Arba. According to one man, it's only Shua Shtayim, because we only go Arba. Oh, we're going to talk about that momentarily. Anyway, Shmuel Lamav, Tun Mishim Shua's Bitoy. And my commitment, where's the machlekes? Shmuel Sabar Lesa Bilhaba. Since the Torah says Lahora Oilehativ, every single shvur that you make has to be both a shvur that could be made Lashavar and also Lahaba. So for instance, we were talking about a Chalti Vulay Chalti. You can also make a shvur Sha'oichal Vishaloy Oichal. I will eat today. I'm going to eat today as soon as we'll finish the taf. I can't wait to eat that lox and bagels. Or he said, no, that's too many carbs. Too many. I'm on a diet. They can't eat it.
The Tannis of Juneteenth.
Yeah, Juneteenth Tannis. Exactly. Anyway, so the point is, says the Gemara, that says Shmuel, less of a labor. you cannot go and say that this animal will be stolen, or the animal will be taken into captivity, or that will be lost. I don't know what's going to happen in the future. Only the Rebbeinu Shlom knows what's going to happen. So let's balabas, since you cannot make a shvua for the future, lahara elahetiv, what will be, so then it's not a shvua. Rav Sober, Isa Balabahan, there's no requirement that it be Balaba. It just has to be Balabahan, just like Lahara Oilahaitiv is Lav and Hen. That's all you need. What's the base in Machlokes? You remember we had earlier in the Masechta, whether or not we learn from a Klal Uprato Klal, or from a Riboy Miyad Veriboy. Okay. Anyway, so therefore, getting back to our Gemara now, says Shmuel, in all of these cases in our Mishnah, nobody can predict the future, what's going to happen to this animal, if it will die, when it will die. It's eventually going to die, but not that it's going to die necessarily in a day or a week. It might die in 10 years from now. Or who knows whether it's going to be stolen? Who knows that it's going to be taken into captivity by kidnappers? And so on and so forth. Since I cannot make a shvua lahaba, therefore the shvua l'sha'avar does not have consequence as a shvua bitoy, and it's not mechayev be karban oyla v'yari. Rav says it doesn't have to be a possibility of a futuristic. All you have to have a lav ahen. So lav ahen is shayach by all of these. Did the animal die? Yes or no. It may have died, it might not have died. Was it stolen? It might have been stolen, it may not have been stolen. So therefore you can always make a shvua both ways. Make a truthful shvua, obviously, but the truthful shvua could be both, that the animal was stolen, or it could be, no, the animal was not stolen. So therefore, says the Gemara, that's the machloikis where the Yechai v'shvua is beaten. Didn't we have this machloikis already about 10-20 blad ago? The Itmar, shvua shazar plenty tzorali yam. I make a shvua that my good friend Yanko went and took a tzror, he took a rock and he threw it into the water. Or, I made a shvua shloizarik, he didn't throw it into the water. Rav Omer Chayiv v'shmul Omer Pater. Rav says, you're Chayiv, if it turns out that what you said was wrong, you were faulty, Chayiv, you have to go and bring your carbon oil of the yard, Shmuel says, you're Pater. Rav Omer Chayiv the Isa B'lav V'hen. Because just like I said about Pliny, he zarak, he threw it into the yam, I could have made a shvua that he didn't throw it into the yam. Or if I made a shvua shaloi zarak, I could have said a shvua shazarak. In other words, you have the possibility of making these two shvuas. Lavehen. However, Shmuel Amar Potter, the less malaba. I can go and make a shvua that the person threw the tzor into the yam, but I cannot make a shvua that he will throw the tzor into the yam. You remember Rashi there when we learned that Gemara says, because he's not tachas reshusai. I can't go and force. Maybe if he's an eved, it's a different story. But otherwise, I can't force somebody to go and throw a tzor into the yam, so therefore I cannot make a shvua of lahaba. Since I can't make shvua lahaba, then the shvua's bitui doesn't apply. So I'm now repeating the same machlekes Rav and Shmuel twice. Once in our case with the Shoimer, and the other case will be this case of the Zrika of the Evan Liam. One case, one man the Yomah says, Balav ahead, and the other one says it has to be Balabah. Why do I have to repeat it twice? Trich. The Ashmin and The reason over there, not over here, over there is Baminafshe Kamishtab. Bahach the Beidina Mishabilei. In the case of the Zorak and the Loi Zorak, there's no Bezdin that's dealing with this.
It's a Torah Vinitan situation.
Exactly. This is just they're just talking nonsense. Conversation. It was machin the Knicks, was machin the Yankees, was machin the Mets. You know, there's no substantive financial ramifications. Unless you're a better, you betted on one of the teams. But if you didn't bet on the teams, okay, Mets won, the Knicks lost, that's enough committed. Or Shusarai. Okay, so therefore the same thing Lagabi in the case of throwing this evidence to Yah. Shem Nenafshe Kom Mishtaba. That's why Rav says he's potter from Shua Seshom, but he's Chai B'Shua's Bitoy, because he doesn't require that it should be Bilhaba. It's enough Bilhaba. Avol Hach, the Beidina Mishabile, here the Bezin, talking about Shua Seshom, is a litigation. Ein Moedle the Shmuel. I might have thought that we should hold like Shmuel. Why should I thought that hold like Shmuel? Because Shmuel holds like Rabami. And what does Rabami hold? Shvua's bitui is only talking about things that have no financial consequence. That I will eat, that I won't eat, that I did eat, I didn't eat. He's going to go and throw the evidence to the yam. He didn't throw it, he did throw it. All of this is just talk, chatter, a WhatsApp chat list, right? You can get 100 of them in a day, all of them with great wisdom and knowledge in every one of them. Anyway, the point of all this, says the Gemara, since Rabbi Ami says a shvua shadiyonim, I should be noisa ein chayav mishum shvua is bitoy. But that's our case of our Mishnah. I would think that maybe Rav holds like Shmuel, and Shmuel holds like Rav Ami, so therefore Rav holds like Rav Ami, that there would not be a din of Shavuos Bitoy, Kamash Malon. That's what you have to say over here too. We can only say in our case, because Shmuel holds like Rav Ami, and therefore no din of Shavuos Bitoy by Shavuos Hashomrim, because it's a Shavuos Shadiyana Mashbiyanois. In that case, where he's doing it on his own in his own free will, you would agree to Rav that there is a din of Shavuos Bitoy, because you don't need Lahaba, you only need Hen V'Lav. That's why you have to both cases. Now you're all wondering, where did Rav Ami take this Chiddush from? That if the Shavuos Shemashbiyah Dayanim, there's no din of Shavuos Bitoy. Go from Rav Ami. If you're in a Bezdin situation where the Bezdin is big Mashbiyah, you are Shavuos. Ain ba mishum shvuos bitoy. Shvuos bitoy doesn't apply. Why? Shenema, oy nefesh ki sishava levatid besvasayim lahara oy lehetiv. Now notice the pasuk begins oy nefesh ki sishava. Now you and I perhaps would define that word ki when nefesh ki sishava, when a person makes a shvuah of shvuos bitoy lahara lehetiv, then he may have to face the consequences of bringing a carbon oy lehetiv. However, Ki Rish Lakish, Dom Rish Lakish, a very famous member of Rish Lakish, Ki Mishtamish Ba'ar B'Lashonis. The word Ki, depending on the situation, can have different interpretations. It could mean E, it could mean Dilma, it could mean Ella, it could mean Deha, mean if, perhaps, rather, or because, when, all of these different, how does Rish Lakish interpret this, or how does Rami interpret this pasuk? Oy Nefesh Ki, if he sees Shav Levativis Fasai, May Atzmoy, nobody is being mechayivim. If he decides on his own, I want to go and make such a shvuah. Mashenkin, if you're in a bezdin, it's not an if situation. Iffy, you better make a shvuah, otherwise you're going to lose the case. So therefore, it's not an if situation. Then it would be when you have to. Since Rav Ami learns that pasuk like Rish Lakish, and it's talking about if, so therefore it's a shvuah shadiyana mashbiyan oisa, no din of shvuahs bitoy. Rav Loza Oimer, kulan peturim mishvuah shomrim v'chayam mishum shvuahs bitoy. In all the cases that we enumerated in the Mishnah, that were part of Shavuos Shomrim, he be chayv Shavuos Bitoy, just like Rav said, except chutz mi eini yodea ma'atasoch d'shoyel. In the case of the ma'atasoch d'shoyel, where that was a Shavuos Bitoy, what was the situation in that case? He said, "I don't know what you're talking about." What's the din in that case? He'd be part of Shavuos Shomrim because you're going to be chayv anyway, but you're not going to be chayv in the Shavuos Bitoy. And same thing, Geneva Veda Noisachah Shabasoicher, Shehu Chayiv, Shari Kofri Mamay, where we talked about the Ein Yadea Matasoch, and then you have the Noisachah or the Soicher going and responding, then you're Chayiv. Why would be Chayiv? Shari Kofri Mamay, because there you would have a Kfiras Mamay, both in the case of the Shoyl and the case of Noisachah Basoicher, if they make a Shvuah, and they're hoping with that Shvuah that they will be potter from Bezin from having to go and make a financial payment. Oh, don't worry about Shavuos Bitoy. They're going to be chayv and Shavuos Hashomrim because they made a shvuah which had for themselves a positive.
That Shavuos Eidus, Shavuos Hashem Gezeilah.
It has a din of Hashem Gezeilah. So what you're talking about, Shavuos Eidus, is we're made to Eidim. And we said, do you know Eidus? We don't know Eidus. So this is all called Shavuos Hashomrim or Shavuos Abikodoin, and you have to bring Hashem Gezeilah. Therefore, in those cases, you'd be chayiv. Hanalach abashoyim mislikol mesechti shvuas. Hanalach abashoyim mislikol mesechti shvuas. Hanalach abashoyim mislikol mesechti shvuas.